Chapter 12. Mrs. Bennet is delighted. Jane and Charles Bingley were clearly delighted to see each other and spoke together for a long time. But to Elizabeth's surprise, Darcy didn't speak to her at all. "Why is he so cold and indifferent towards me?" Elizabeth thought sadly. "He has done so much for my family, and I want to tell him that I am grateful to him. My father and mother don't know the truth, and they aren't behaving well towards him. My aunt and uncle were certain that he did it all to please me. Maybe in my heart, I hoped that he could still love me, but it's clear that it isn't so. I rejected him stupidly, and now he dislikes me. That's why he doesn't come near me." The next day, Charles Bingley came to visit alone. "Darcy has gone to London for a few days," he told the family. Elizabeth was disappointed. "I want to see Darcy," she said to herself. "But perhaps it's better that he's not here. Now he can't interfere between Jane and Charles if he still thinks she's not suitable for him." That evening, Charles Bingley asked Jane to marry him, and she accepted immediately. The whole family was happy. Mrs. Bennet was delighted because her dreams of another married daughter were coming true. Even Mr. Bennet had only good things to say to the couple, and Kitty and Mary were already planning how they would enjoy going to Netherfield Park. Jane's face was even more beautiful than usual. "I'm the happiest person in the world," she said over and over. And to Elizabeth she whispered, "I only hope you will also be so happy one day." Mrs. Bennet went to tell all the neighbours the good news. After Lydia's bad behaviour, everyone had thought, "The poor Bennets, what a misfortune has happened to them." Now everyone thought, "The lucky Bennets, their daughter is marrying a rich and wonderful man." A week after Jane's engagement to Charles, a very unexpected visitor arrived at the Bennets' house. Elizabeth was sitting in the main room reading a book when an elegant carriage arrived at the house. After a moment, a servant came in, and behind her was Lady Catherine de Bourgh, Darcy's aunt. The old lady had an unpleasant look on her face and sat down without saying a word to Elizabeth. Then, after a few minutes, she turned to Elizabeth. "I have something to tell you," she said in an aggressive voice. "I'm certain you know why I've come to see you."
"No, I don't know,"
said Elizabeth in surprise. "I thought you were bringing me news of Mr. and Mrs. Collins."
"I've heard some alarming news about you," Lady Catherine said angrily. "It seems you intend to marry my nephew, Mr. Darcy. I don't believe it's true. I'm telling you now that I will never agree to such a thing."
"If you don't believe this story, then why have you come?" Elizabeth asked in an angry voice.
"I want to hear the truth from you now, young lady," Lady Catherine said with a menacing voice. "Are you or are you not engaged to Mr. Darcy?"
"No, I'm not," Elizabeth answered sadly. To herself, she added, "And it's all my fault that I'm not. I'm sad that I can't give a different answer to this horrible woman."
"I won't leave here until you promise me that you will never become engaged to him," Lady Catherine said in a hostile voice. "No, Lady Catherine, I will never promise that. Elizabeth said strongly. I'll do whatever I can to be happy in my life, and you can't tell me what to do.
I won't allow my nephew to marry you, Lady Catherine shouted. He must marry my daughter. It was decided when they were small children that they would marry each other. They belong together. They come from the same noble family, and they both have large fortunes.
You have nothing to offer him. You have no money, no connections, and your family's behaviour is terrible. If Darcy dares marry you, his family will not see him any more.
I don't know how your nephew will react to your interference, Elizabeth said angrily, but I've had enough of it. You have insulted my family and me. Please leave now. Lady Catherine finally got into her carriage and left. Elizabeth felt very upset and sad.
I hope that Darcy still loves me, she thought to herself. But even if he does, he won't do anything to turn his entire family against him. I have to forget about him. He won't return to Netherfield Park, and I will never see him again.
But to Elizabeth's astonishment, Darcy arrived at her house a few days later. He asked Elizabeth to walk in the garden with him. Elizabeth accepted immediately. Finally, she could tell him the things she'd wanted to say for a long time.
Thank you so much for helping Lydia and my whole family, Elizabeth said. I forced my aunt to tell me the truth about it, even though you wanted to keep it a secret.
I did it all for you, Darcy said, and his voice was full of emotion. Please tell me the truth now. Are your feelings towards me the same as when you rejected my proposal last time?
My feelings towards you haven't changed at all. At first, Elizabeth couldn't speak, but finally she managed to tell him that her feelings had changed completely and that she loved him and wanted to marry him.
I had lost hope that you could love me, Darcy said, and his face shone with happiness. But then Lady Catherine told me about your hostile reaction to her ultimatum. From that, I understood that your feelings for me had changed, and that gave me the courage to speak to you again. I want to marry you, and I don't care what my family thinks about it. Their prejudice against you is unjustified. Elizabeth and Darcy walked and talked together for a long time. Darcy apologized for insulting Elizabeth when they first met. Elizabeth apologized for judging him to be a bad person when she didn't know the whole truth. They finally went into the house to announce to Mr. and Mrs. Bennet and the girls that they were engaged. At first, there was only surprise on everyone's face. Elizabeth had told no one, not even Jane, that her feelings for Darcy had changed from dislike to love. But when it became clear how happy Elizabeth and Darcy were, everyone in the family became happy too. Mrs. Bennet could not believe her good luck. 3 daughters engaged in 1 month. The 2 weddings took place very soon. Elizabeth and Darcy went to live at Pemberley. Darcy's sister Georgiana lived with them, and she and Elizabeth soon became good friends. Jane and Charles Bingley bought an estate very near Pemberley, and the 2 sisters, who were such good friends, saw each other every day. The 4 of them got on very well, with Charles and Darcy being best friends as well as brothers-in-law. The Bennet family also visited them often. Even Lydia was invited to visit her sisters, but without Wickham. Kitty and Mary still needed to marry. But with three married daughters, two of them very rich, Mrs. Bennet had nothing to complain about any more. Life was very good for the Bennet family now.